T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Third.
Well, we're not there yet, Dale.
I'm wishing my life away.
Come
here.
On.
Hour number 3, Dale and Keefe, Sports
That's
Radio
right.
WEEI.
Two to get.
I've been quite honestly shaken since Eric.
Eric came in hot today.
And got hotter.
He wanted to fight Fourier and had a whole bunch of technique. We had to drop him.
We had to kind of bleep him.
I like the energy, though. That's the one thing I really don't like in a caller, is if they really slow the energy down. He actually picked it up. I like that. I enjoyed that very much.
Can I suggest that, just a thought now, Eric,
yeah.
you're a grown man. You
That's
don't
right.
need me to tell you what to do.
That's correct.
Might not be a good plan.
Well, I don't know. He would gain a lot of respect, though.
Like when I did it. Mutt day one here?
No, Fourier. You go after the biggest guy.
I really am anxious to get my hands on him.
He's anxious to get his hands on.
Aren't we all?
That is something else. Holy smokes.
I was listening, as I always do, with rapt attention to the award-winning Trending Now.
Thank you, Dale.
You did miss something, though, that I was kind of counting on.
I don't think that I did.
The fact that Tiger put 2 balls in the water at the Island Green at 17
he did
and took a 7 on the par 3.
7 on a par 3, which I think we've all been there, but it is, you saw Tiger do that. So he's fallen down a little bit. He was up there on the leaderboard.
He was like 6 under, and then he dunked a couple on the Island Green.
That's a smooth plus 4 on that one hole, so that's going to knock you down a bit.
But, yeah, that probably didn't help at all. I feel bad about that. We were mentioning about Miguel's salary cap page, and he's really the best. Maybe in the country.
He went at Rossi the other day.
Well, and he should have.
Capspace did.
Yeah, I saw.
Rossi, when Capspace went after you yesterday, you got like a kind
of
a tweet
on
rivalry?
People, you kind of deserved it. I got to be honest with you.
I absolutely did not.
No, he did not. Rossi tweets from the Dale Keefe WEEI account, which I know a lot of people...
And they think we do.
They are very confused by it.
I know.
They just...
I do like when people say, Dale sucks.
Yeah.
But they're not talking... Like the tweet, though. They're like,
so
tell
your
Dale
tweet,
Keefe.
That tweet that you had that Miguel got upset about was about the Odell Beckham trade, and you were suggesting that the Patriots should have offered what the Browns did, and you know you made a comment about Belichick getting off the beach, which that was, whatever, it was a funny
he
tweet.
He forgot the sarcasm emoji.
Or Miguel doesn't know how to read sarcasm emojis.
Ow.
And so he responds to him, and let me find what he wrote, because it was kind of laugh out loud funny. And I'll do it in the voice that I think that is his.
Oh, boy.
This is not going to go
He's had a lot of tweets, so let me circle back to that. Because he's been updating it with everything.
Because that's what I was actually
referring to. It's the busy season for him.
I was actually going to refer to one, not in a mocking Miguel voice, which apparently you were about to trot
out. No, I'll save it.
I think he deleted it.
For real?
I haven't found it today.
What do you mean you haven't found it today?
What, do you go back every day to see?
Looking through?
Oh, look who responded to me 7 days ago. So today... Miguel points out that the current Patriots salary cap space, after they've released Adrian Claiborne, is $11.3 million. He's got an exact number, but I'm just giving you $11.3 million. This accounts for Jason McCourty and Matt Lacoste. It does not yet account for Dorsett, Bolden, Ellington, Harris, Brooks, Pennell, and Simon, because he doesn't have details of those contracts yet, which means they're over the cap now.
Yeah. So my big question is, you think Gronk's coming back? Obviously, there's a chance that he does because he hasn't announced anything yet. So between Rob Gronkowski, Devin McCourty, and Dante Hightower, 3 good players, but 3 guys that if you look at what their cap hit is, the Patriots would probably look to lower those numbers. Do you think there's a chance that... any of those, it doesn't. I would, and who would want to do that? Like nobody wants to do that. We were always surprised when Danny Amendola would do that. There's already been a report out there that Dante Hightower would not do that. So I think that them cutting Adrian Claiborne today was not a surprise at all.
No, we expected it,
but I would think they would want to trim some of the money off of those other guys. And so it's interesting. It's one thing for Devin McCourty to say, "Yeah, I'm going to be back," but then when all of a sudden you know Belichick and Caserio were like, "Yeah, what about lowering the number a little bit?" So I'd be curious to see. If they're forced into cutting somebody that they don't want to cut, maybe there's a player or two that we do find out takes a cut, a salary, you know, decrease. Tom Brady is probably going to get that extension, which will help the team, which it always does. He's going to, you know, add a couple years. Cap number is going to come down. But it seems like that can't be the only move. They're going to have to, you know, lower Tom Brady's number, but also do other things in order to, at the very minimum, sign these guys that they have lined up in the queue and then still maybe add another piece or two, plus sign all of your draft picks and all that other stuff.
No, they've got a ways to go here and some things that they've got to do. And the Adrian Claiborne release today, which, again, Claiborne made it sound like they granted his request.
Yeah, spin. Spin.
But the fact of the matter is they had to. This isn't the only one. As I said, they're probably over the cap now. By the time you add in those deals, which we don't have the details on yet, they're probably over the cap even as we speak.
Yeah. And so, again, and Belichick himself has talked about how you can manipulate the money and you can move it around. I mean, a great example of that is just a few weeks ago, it was announced that Khalil Mack and the Chicago Bears, they moved some of his guaranteed money into a signing bonus and into like a roster bonus or whatever, and they freed up like $11 million, like something insane like that. So he's still getting every penny that's owed to him, but they just moved it around. So they're going to have to get kind of creative and do that. But they do that every single year. It just seems like right now they are more up against it than you would think.
So, Shyam, you found the
I can't find
the
this
Miguel.
Thing.
I sure did. It took
the Miguel
a lot of scrolling,
Rossi.
He tweets like a maniac, this guy. It's nonstop tweets.
He's good at his job.
He is. He's one of the best.
So it's Rossi tweeted out, Patriots should have given up their first, third, and any players not named Brady to get OBJ. Belichick, get off the beach.
You know what? I don't mind that. That's a nice tweet, Rossi. One of your better ones. Again, low bar, but one of your better tweets.
And so Miguel responded with,
which, by the way, sorry, Shyam, to cut you off. You didn't tag at CapSpace. You didn't say anything. You didn't suggest anything to CapSpace or get a little of this CapSpace.
Thank you, Miguel, for following us. We appreciate
you. Shout out
you.
To Miguel. Now do your best Miguel voice, Shyam, when do.
Why are we
I'm
assuming
hesitating.
There is some weird Miguel voice?
I don't know, because he's a
I got this.
He's
Hold
a
on.
Capologist. That's why.
Let's ignore the value of the 17th overall pick and the 32nd overall pick and the cap to shout at Bill Belichick, the GM. Any of the players? Really? When you say one of their first, are you referring to trading the Patriots' 2020 first-round pick instead of their 2019 first-round pick?
I'd be like, easy, cap space. You've thought about that tweet more than Rossi did, who tweeted it. Like, why was he taking it so seriously? First of all, I do want Odell Beckham. So Rossi sort of speaks for half of the show, at least, in that regard. Dale said you wanted him, too, just for the right price. We would have taken Odell Beckham, but then he jumps in there and he's like, well, it's not apples to apples because of the 17th pick.
Is that what we were
I feel like
for?
It might be. A guy whose specialty is the cap.
But he's really good at it.
Yeah. But you don't think he's going to sound a little bit like Professor Frank?
My son, the stats geek, doesn't sound like that.
No, but he could.
He absolutely
And people
could.
Probably read his
oh,
books
yeah. oh,
and
they
would think
book,
that he
that's
does.
That's the voice you read it in.
That's the one you would think that it is.
I got tipped to this, by the way. Speaking of Patriots.
Yes.
Somebody on the text line said, did you notice TMZ deleted the Bob Kraft story from yesterday?
Did they really?
The one that we mocked. And guess what? I just went on and they did.
Really?
It's not there. Now, they have a new one, however, where Ricky Williams is giving advice to Robert Kraft, saying sometimes it's just better to pay. So you do have that addition to the Robert Kraft. But I went through the...
Wow.
So the story that we mocked yesterday because of the way it was portrayed, which was bogus.
Yeah, so they...
They got rid of it.
Interesting.
They listened to the show.
What do you think that is? This is just wrong?
No,
or?
We just... It's part of us. And
they
and
heard...
They,
you know, the influencers.
Yeah, right.
That's what it comes down to. Yeah, because they usually just tweet the same stories over and over and over and over again. And so they probably had to scrub a few of them.
But they did add the new story about Ricky Williams offering some sage legal advice. He might be the fourth member of the Kraft legal team here.
Well, I wonder if does that not have anything... Or do you think they got other information, like that there is trafficking involved?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I think it was so clearly... misrepresented, as we pointed out yesterday.
Yeah.
In an attempt to clickbait. And by the way, I understand that's what they do. That's their stock in trade. But, you know, I don't think we were the only ones who saw it and thought it was rather absurd the way they were portraying it. And so they got rid of it.
Yeah, interesting.
Whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission here continues.
Once again.
Make fun of Rossi.
We remain undefeated.
Make fun of Miguel's voice, apparently.
I've never met him. I assume that's what he sounds like.
Yeah, I've never met him either. 617.
Well, let's ignore the value of the 17th pick versus that of the 32nd pick. Okay.
Is that Keith Law or is that Miguel?
They're the same guy.
617-779-7937. Our week in review on Kiefer Madness is coming up next. Sports Radio, WE.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better over
here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get connected with Rich Keefe on Twitter at Keefe21. Now back to more of Dale and Keefe on Sports Radio WEEI.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Now. Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say? Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Okay. So screw you, Kiefer.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Yeah, exactly. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Kiefer is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Are you going to just be drunk the whole time?
This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was Irish.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All you gotta do is look up in a tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yay?
Yeah! I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
Here we go. It is a Friday.
Now you know why
30.
You can't go to PAX.
No, that's not why. They love me at these Comic-Cons.
Well, apparently some people think you mock them.
I got to talk to Lydia Deetz.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
Those are old
I don't even know what Danganronpa is, but it sounds really dirty.
Yeah, it is. It's very dirty. Don't bing it at work, Dale. Promise me
well,
you don't.
My computer system here at work won't let me anyway.
Yeah, well, that's probably true. So this is the Week in Review, and on Monday, we were kicking around the idea, Dale, if we did the newlywed game for the show at the station, who would do the best? And we kicked around a couple of different topics or questions that might come up, including, you know, what is your co-host's favorite movie? But sounds like it would be pretty hard for me to determine what your favorite movie is when you don't even know
it. I admit failure. I am never able to just say that's my favorite movie of all time.
Jeez Louise.
I mean,
anything with The Rock in it.
And some of my favorite movies are like really dopey movies.
That's fine.
Like Knight's Tale.
Add it to the list. Knight's Tale. After all this, he drops Knight's Tale.
No, I didn't say my favorite. Some of my favorite movies are,
okay.
You know, like Heath Ledger in that one. And
okay. Rest in peace.
You've been weighed.
Yeah.
You've been measured, and you've been found wanting.
He just quoted Knight's Tale.
Did
you have that? Did you have that? Maybe I don't know him as well as I thought that I did. I thought we might win, but now I'm not so sure.
I thought it was a pretty damn good imitation from
it,
too.
It was a great Knight's Tale quote.
Thank you.
Both Knight's Tale fans out there would be happy that you said that
on
Monday.
What's the name of the female lead in Knight's Tale? She was very exotic looking.
Oh, jeez.
Had some real long name. I can't
Jessica
remember.
Alba.
No, that's
no,
a short
okay.
name.
All right. Yeah,
also exotic looking, though.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
No,
that's a hyphenated name.
No, a little older for that.
Could have been her. One of the big stories from the past weekend was the stupid idiot who was at a zoo and tried taking a picture with a jaguar. She wanted a selfie.
A little harsh considering
where she... What would you call her?
Well, dopey.
Okay, it dopey, idiot. Rossi, do you have the name of the woman that was in Knight's Tale?
I believe it's Shayna Sossamon. Sossamon.
All right, I'm sorry I made that update.
Sorry
I went to that.
I could have helped you.
That was poor instincts on my part. Now, this was the story of the woman. You called it a zoofie? Is that what it's called?
That's what I think. The zoo selfie?
Yeah.
I may have made the term up, but I think that's what she was going
for. And it's been going around, and this lady did not get the better end of a jaguar. This woman wanted to get a better picture, and so she jumps over the barrier, and there's a jaguar going, "You're not supposed to be in here."
Hey!
So you go, "Hum!" He digs a bite out of her arm. Good for that jaguar.
Jaguar won.
He's like, "What is this lady doing?
Dopey woman, nothing."
You're like, "You don't look friendly. I'm going to attack you." And so it didn't bite the lady in the arm. It sounded like that was just the claw rip.
Well, holy smokes. When you saw the arm, it looked more like a claw
peeled
rip.
Peeled it open like a zipper. It was gnarly. It was really gnarly.
It was pretty ugly.
Holy mackerel.
And they should have given little Richie Keefe a bit of a warning.
Yeah, there was no worry at all on Twitter. I would have watched anyway. Please. Yeah, for sure. But I was just like, where to get her? Oh! Right in the arm.
It was so unbelievable looking at it, too, because there was no blood, but it was like ripped open. You could see the inside of her arm, and yet stuff wasn't piling out. Like, I don't know if that's like just how sharp it is. Like, I don't understand it. I don't get the science behind that.
Well, you could see like the fat and stuff.
Yeah.
She hadn't gotten down to the muscle part. It was just the fat on top of the muscle.
Yeah. Well,
it was a little gross.
Speaking of that, Dale saw himself a heck of a documentary series on Netflix over the weekend.
I did.
That would be the John and Lorena Bobbitt story. Yeah.
They don't actually give you a warning when they show you the photo.
Oh, there wasn't?
No,
it wasn't like, this is going to be graphic?
Yeah.
He was mic'd up that day.
I mean, at the beginning, it says adult content, nudity.
Oh, so that's your warning.
But all of a sudden, out of nowhere.
Yeah, you saw nudity. You're like, all right, let's sit down.
Woo! That's a different kind of nudity than anything I'm familiar with.
I mean, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they're just showing you what Lorena Bobbitt did.
They show you everything.
Rossi's got his hands on his head
so
again.
So how fresh were those photos from? Because this was back
there was still blood all over his legs.
Holy
smokes!
We just lost him. We're down a producer.
He gone. Yeah, I thought Rossi was never going to return after that. That was very graphic. I think it's the blood on the legs, which is what does it. Isn't it, Jason? Is that what you would say that does it?
This is so gross.
To me, it was the area where that used to be that was even worse than the blood on the legs.
But I remember, and we looked it up, so that happened in 1993.
Yeah.
So to think about...
He's had quite a storied career since
then. He has,
then.
But also what an impact it had on my life as a 9-year-old. I remember
You knew about it?
Of course I did. It was like, first of all, you got like 4 TV channels, and they were all the news, and they would all talk about it. It was like nonstop with that
for a while. There was a lot of schoolyard talk about this.
Oh, and then, once one kid on the bus knows about it, forget about it. Then everybody knows about it.
And like we played on that day, there was a Weird Al song that involved it.
Yes.
The height of Weird Al's fame in like 1994 had a version with that in it.
That was pop culture before pop culture really took off. That was what launched it, I think, into... That was like the moment of the 90s.
That was it. Not the OJ.
Rossi, this weekend, I want you to watch it.
Absolutely. I don't think
you
I can.
You and the missus.
Yeah,
you
and film yourself doing it as a reaction video. Yes.
I don't know. I honestly don't know if I can watch this.
Well, you're going
to have to If I do, I'll take a video. I'll see what the lady would like to
I would
watch.
Say...
I just want to see the look on his face when they first show you the wound.
I think the 90s...
Wound is the nicest way I could put that.
The wound.
The wound.
Yeah, that is really something else.
I honestly don't know if I can see it.
I think you're going to have to. For the show. Do it for the show.
Do it for the show.
Do it for the show.
Okay.
Dale was paid one of the best compliments, maybe of all time.
Ever.
And no coincidence, after a caller said this, we have not seen nor heard from Glenn Ordway again.
That's a good point.
Dale, you are the greatest. I believe you are the godfather of WEEI, and it is a pleasure to me speaking to you.
Woof. That was pretty nice.
And as you pointed out, Glenn Ordway has not been on the station since.
We have not
coincidence?
No, it cannot be.
I think not.
It cannot be.
Calling to speak to the Godfather, Dean.
Dale's, the Godfather's here. Yeah.
Sorry, yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
Good. I have the right number.
Yeah.
I have the right number. I didn't even catch that the first time. Oh, good. So that's the Godfather. Didn't realize it, but the Godfather WEEI is on our show.
Yep.
Very exciting stuff. Yeah, pretty good.
We didn't know. He didn't know, but now you know.
Did you know today is the anniversary of the release date of the original Godfather?
Really? Yes. Godfather 1 came out March 15th, 1972?
Yep. Today's the release date for the Godfather.
Pretty good. And this is a sort of an unpopular opinion. I prefer Godfather 1 to Godfather 2. Most people pick 2. Most people do, because the wedding scene is very long. But
that's
James Caan is very good. Give me Sonny. Sonny's the best character.
Sonny was great.
I love Sonny. Every week, I feel like our callers find a way to one-up themselves as to what might be the worst call or the worst idea of all time. So we were talking about the Russell Westbrook situation where he got into it with a fan there. The fan has since been banned
for life.
From the arena. Yeah, which I'm sure they can enforce
that. I think banned from Salt Lake City for life, but they're working
on
that one.
You're out of there, Salt Lake City. And so we brought up how a few weeks ago, there was some kid sitting in the front row that smacked Russell Westbrook. It just like smacked him. And Russell Westbrook looked, he's like, what are you doing? And a caller called in to defend that. Said the kid didn't do anything wrong, and that's just sort of part of playing, that you're going to have interactions. And if it was such a big deal, they really should do this.
Put up some boards.
That's the dumbest thing we've ever heard, Jack.
put up some boards, is what he said.
Well,
he wanted to put up boards.
You wouldn't be able to then reach out. Well, the kid wouldn't be able to because he was short. But an adult could still reach over the boards, probably. Huh? Does he want glass too?
Like plexiglass, like the old Metrodome. You know, yeah, like Kirby Puckett smashing into the plexiglass in the outfield. Maybe that's what he wants. This is from OMF on Wednesday, Dale.
Oh,
this is one of the great questions. I love questions that make you think. This is one of the all-time questions, I think. And after this, we're going to get Lou's answer, and then I'm going to want to get your answer
okay.
as well.
If you have a time machine, and you can only pick one, you can't leapfrog all over time and go forward and go back and do this whole thing. You can either go forward,
yes,
or you can go back. Which direction are you choosing? Are you going into the future, or are you going into the past?
I don't think I'd want to go to the future. I would want to go back to time. Yeah, I would.
See, there's
maybe
there's,
like my rookie year. Maybe well, I would go back to
what kind of advice would you tell
a
20-year-old Lou?
My last year or second to last year, whatever it is, like in AAA. And maybe I would do steroids. And if that's the case, maybe I would have signed like a 5-year, $60 million
deal. You'd
be that
deal. Guy? See, I don't think you have it in you.
Maybe I wouldn't be sitting here with
you. So Lou would go in the past.
To take
steroids. He would make changes. Yeah. Dale, if you could choose between going in the
past.
You wouldn't want to go to the future?
No. No desire to go in the future at all.
Really?
Like, there's this series that I watch on TV called Outlander. And the whole premise is this nurse from World War I goes back into like the 1600s. Think of what you could do with all you know, all of the information you have. If you could go back, you would dominate, Keith.
I would dominate.
First of all, you'd be bigger than everybody.
I would be.
You would be a god. If you went back
even
to...
Even more so.
Oh, even more of a god.
Yes, yes.
If you could take little Richie Keefe and send him back to like, you know, 1400s England... You'd be king.
I don't know. I think everything would smell.
Smell would be hard.
It would be a pretty hard smell. The travel's not good. They don't have comfortable beds. I wouldn't do very well in the way olden times. I wouldn't. You have to fight everybody with a sword, which I would like to do, but the swords are heavy. I'm not really in that kind of shape for it. I think
swords are heavy.
They are like a good sword. You get yourself a good sword, it's heavy.
That's what I've heard.
You see some of those swords? I think, you know, because again, I'm curious like a cat. I would probably have to go to the future, see what's going on up there.
Really?
Yeah, I think I would. Check it out.
See
if we're even still here.
But my fear is if I went to the future, I'd be even dumber than I am now compared to what they know.
So I guess the other follow-up question would be, do you go there and stay there, or do you go there to check things out and maybe make a change or two? Because I think if you could go to the future, see what it is, and then come back and maybe right your wrongs or sort of steer it in a different direction.
And make a futures bet on who's going to win the World Series or something.
And then you're like that crazy guy warning everybody.
Shines behind you going,
Yeah, he's like, oh, who do you like?
Okay.
Oh, who'd you see? I think I'd go to the future.
But is it you current day going to the future? Or are you going?
Yeah.
Are you,
same outfit you're wearing and everything.
Are you replacing yourself in the future?
Like
is it 60-year-old Keith?
That'll melt your mind, won't it?
Butterfly effect.
There's
a lot of questions when it comes to time travel. If you go back in time, is it with the knowledge of now or just then?
Boy. I don't know. This was Fourier's question. You have to ask.
They could have done a whole 4 hours on that.
Yeah, they really could have.
I would go back. Yeah. I would not go forward.
How far back?
Oh, I'd want to go way back. I mean,
2009.
I want to go back to Game of Thrones time.
Yes, dragons.
See how
Who's
cool
to say
would
Game
that
of Thrones
be?
Is in the future.
Oh boy, you're right.
Mind
something to think
melted.
About. Take that into your weekend.
Thank you.
Who's to say? Maybe it is the future. That's true. Yesterday, I ended up. This came out of nowhere, but I had to defend Dane Cook. Dane Cook was getting trashed.
By the way, you didn't do very well.
I like Dane Cook. I think he's funny. I think go back and listen to his early stuff. And the only reason why people who say he's not funny is just because they've been told by other people that he's not. And maybe other comedians don't like him, whatever. But we had a gentleman call in who claimed to work at a comedy club. And so he said Dane Cook was a real, you know, a-hole or whatever. And so we asked him, all right, so if Dane Cook sucks, according to the caller.
He did.
All right, so who's good?
So who's the best comedian?
Bill Hicks, he's, you know, passed away. Eddie Murphy when he was young.
So you're talking about guys in the 80s. So there haven't been anybody good in 30 years.
I've seen, you know, Louis C.K. when he was before he turned out to be a pervert.
Probably don't want to advocate his stuff right now.
All right.
But, you know, there are guys around, you know, doing the club scene that are, you know, Greg Giraldo when he was alive.
You're only naming dead comedians
at this point. Dead people or perverts.
So tough. You thought I did a bad job
dead
defending my stance.
Perverts, that was pretty much his list.
Eddie Murphy, who hasn't done a comedy special in like 30 years.
How about Bill Burr?
Bill Burr's fantastic.
That'd be a good one for now, right?
I wasn't saying Dane Cook's the greatest of all time. I wasn't suggesting that. But I was saying he had a run there where he was at the top, and then he went to guys that were all doing comedy way before him. I know Louis C.K. is still, I guess, kind of still in the game. I don't know. Maybe not. We haven't had one of these in a very long time, Dale. And honestly, I'm surprised that they don't happen more often.
Dale and Holly. Did you hear that?
Oh, that hasn't happened in a while.
Wow. That's hurt.
I think you know a guy.
You know what it was? I was thinking. Blown up on my own show.
Hadn't happened in a while.
I deserved it. Well, in my defense.
Yes. All right, here we go.
It's a feeble defense, but it's all I've got.
Let's hear it. It can't be better than the Bill Hicks guy.
Earlier in the show, we played the Stephen A. Smith sound where he was shouting out Michael Holly.
Right.
And that's what kind of stuck it in my head because we had just played that Stephen A. stuff.
That's right. We had mentioned Michael earlier, and it is funny because that Stephen A. rant, he was going on and on about WEEI because we were responding earlier in his week to the thought about Gordon Hayward and how fans like Gordon Hayward more and the guys on the team are upset because all the favoritism shown to Gordon Hayward.
In Stephen A.'s
because
rant,
I know a lot of folks in there, even the a-hole that I had to deal with on WEEI. That's just one person. It's a lot of people on that station that's good people. There's a lot of people that oppose at other stations that are good people. Michael Holly is my brother.
So both people he's referring to don't work here
anymore. Yeah,
it's like you gotta update your roster.
Is gone. The one he likes is gone.
Yeah, you gotta update the roster a little bit. Somebody's gonna.
But
pass
in
that
my
on.
Defense, yes, that's why
understand.
That was really my first slip in over a year like that.
That is true, which I'm surprised by for doing it for so long. I am surprised. What is your excuse for this one when we're talking about the Avengers Endgame
trailer?
This
is pretty much killing me today, isn't it? A little ferret rat sort of thing.
How dare you? It's Rocket Raccoon.
The Avengers Endgame trailer came out. The second one came out yesterday morning, so we brought it up a little bit on the show. Dale knew that I'd be very excited for it, but this was the first thing he wanted to talk about.
That was ferret rat sort of thing.
How dare
now,
you?
I won't even
Rocket Raccoon.
I won't even defend myself. I was trying to take a little shot at Rich Keefe, and it worked.
It hurt me. It hurt me very much.
The fans were very upset.
It's one of my favorite characters. Maybe my favorite character in the MCU right now. Might be. I like Rocket Raccoon. Very funny.
He's your guy?
Yeah, he's my guy.
Listen to Rich.
He's going to save the galaxy, this guy.
My favorite character in the MCU.
Yeah, in the MCU. You got to be specific.
I understand.
You can't just be like your favorite character. That really opens up the door.
Flurkin saving the day.
Yeah, Rossi likes the Flurkin because there's a Flurkin, which is essentially just a cat in Captain Marvel. So obviously, it's Rossi's favorite character.
Of course, he likes it.
But this cat is awesome.
That's fine.
Doesn't talk, you know, doesn't have Bradley Cooper's voice, which that's a little bit of a letdown.
Spoiler.
Is there a spoiler?
There's no voice. I think maybe people were hoping there was a voice. And now they know there's no voice.
I'm not taking that heat.
All right. Fair enough. Well, there you go, Dale. There is the week in review.
Which pretty much was, let's make Dale look like a moron for an entire segment.
Dale, you did that yourself.
I had something to do with it. Yeah, I did. 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keith.
That's right.
Sports Radio, WEEI.
Put up some boards.
And maybe I would do steroids. Dale and Holly. Did you hear that?
Oh, that hasn't happened in a while.
That's hurt.
I think you know a guy.
There you are, the godfather of WEEI.
A little ferret rat sort of thing.
How dare you? It's Rocket Raccoon.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Take Dale and Keefe with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
My name is Finley, and I love to fight.
Let's see if we can figure out whose Irish wrestling theme this is.
A little on the nose, isn't it?
Yeah.
Take the Irish guy, just have him fight.
And say, my name is Finley.
Yeah, you know, I'm offended. I'm offended by the whole thing.
Well, he didn't say I like to drink.
But he's towing that line, Bill. He's towing that line. One usually leads to the other.
So you were watching Celtics last night. I was watching Bruins last night. So we had the opportunity to see both. And nice comeback win for the Celtics.
It was.
Over the Sacramento Kings. Bruins fell short as they fall 4-3 to the Winnipeg Jets. Be nice to get some players back into the lineup for tomorrow's game. That would be a good thing.
How much of it is that?
It's a big chunk of it.
You know,
three of your six defensemen are missing right now. You're missing David Pastrnak, Jake DeBrusque, Marcus Johansson. You're missing a few
David
guys.
Backes on the top line. You're thinking, boy, how is he going to keep up with that? But it was you see they're down two zips. So that's sort of been a theme, unfortunately, recent games is these slow starts. They were able to get back into the game, but it does seem like they're a little overmatched right now. And once again, you know, the health of the team seems to be the most important thing. So hopefully some of those guys come back soon.
Hopefully tomorrow you'll get a couple back. I'm hoping. So I like guys who persevere.
Who doesn't?
Just keep trying. Mm-hmm. As you say, never up, never in. Get that shot up. Go for it.
Go ahead.
So Boston Sports Info tweeted this stat out this morning. Since January 14th.
Yes. Okay. So 2 months.
Yep.
So 2 months.
You know what Marcus Morris is from 3 points?
I can only imagine. It's got to be certainly under 30%.
Yeah.
25?
Yeah.
24?
Yeah.
Is it under 20%?
No.
Okay.
He is 37 for 138.
He just loves shooting threes.
A robust 211 shooting percentage from three. Now, you know, they always say you can't have a conscience.
Yeah, you know, shoot or shoot, whole thing.
And that fits if you're Larry Bird.
Right.
You know, and you do happen to miss three or four in a row. Let her rip, Larry.
Or like Klay Thompson for a while this year was shooting a low percentage, but who cares? You're Klay Thompson. Let it fly.
At some point, does somebody on the Celtics say to Marcus Morris, Marcus?
Yeah.
Back it off.
It should be Brad. Brad should say that. Or I guess Kyrie. But Marcus Morris, it's really bizarre because at one point this season, he was one of the best players on the team. When he got put into the starting lineup, it helped turn them around. At game 21 or whatever it was, when he went in there, he was one of the bright spots. And when they were approaching the All-Star break, like Kyrie was their only All-Star. But if you had to pick a second, it was like Morris maybe? Like Morris Tate? Like Morris was playing pretty well. But the last 2 months, he's been a mess, and Jaylen Brown has played really well off the bench. And maybe part of it is Brad Stevens saying, well, he plays well off the bench. He's still, you know, finishing a lot of the games, so he's got into a good groove. But in reality, nobody, with the exception of Marcus Morris, thinks that Morris should still start and Brown should come off the bench. It is overdue to make that change. And he keeps just launching shots.
When he does play, could you just maybe not shoot so many?
Oh, it's brutal.
From there.
And I know. So last night, you know, you look at it, and Marcus Morris had 21 points, 13 rebounds. You're saying, all right, that's great and all. But some of the shots that he chooses to launch at certain times with certain guys on the floor, you're saying, what is going on? You know, he took more shots than Jason Tatum did last night. He certainly took more shots than Al Horford. He took one less shot than Jaylen Brown. He took way more shots than Gordon Hayward. Like, Marcus Morris, you would think would sort of, earlier in the year, and maybe this is why it's confusing to him and even to the team, is earlier in the year they needed him. He needed to carry them in stretches, and he was a guy they looked to. But I think it's time that he becomes sort of the fifth scorer on your team and not the second scorer on the team. That whole thing has become a little bit much. But as far as the team was concerned yesterday, Dale, they got off to a brutal start in the first quarter, and you were thinking, here we go again.
We had it on.
Yeah, you're thinking,
what are they going to do? I'm going, oh, God, what is this?
They're going to allow 140 again like they did to the Clippers, but that wasn't the case. That was the worst quarter all game that they played was in the first, so they were able to settle down, turn things around, certainly in the second half. Kyrie Irving had just his second career triple-double. He was good. I mentioned Jaylen Brown was really good. Tatum didn't take a lot of shots, but he was still pretty solid in the game. But yeah, good for them because you didn't want to. They had gone on all these kinds of streaks this year where they would win a few games and you'd think they're turning things around. Then they'd have some bad losses. But overall, that California trip was really good. They went 3-1. And now to follow that up with a solid Kings team. You know, they're the 9 seed in the Western Conference. So not a great team, but a solid Kings team, a really good backcourt, and able to, you know, take that first punch and come back and win. That's a solid win.
I was not surprised to see Kyrie Irving's support for Russell Westbrook in the aftermath of what happened out in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
In fact, pretty much everything I've read has supported Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
The Utah Jazz have now banned that guy for life. They found another guy who apparently called Russell Westbrook boy during the playoffs last year. They've banned him for life.
Yeah, because I couldn't pin what the other example was, but when this most recent one popped up, I remember thinking there was something that happened in Salt Lake City before.
And it was not the same nitwit.
Not the same idiot. But that, I mean,
a different idiot.
A different idiot and having a problem with Russell Westbrook, who is definitely somebody that fans tend to get on. But as we said the other day, I mean, there's a clear line that you can cross, and these guys both did that. So, yeah, Utah is now trying to go through all the guys they have in the stands.
They had the owner standing in the middle of the floor addressing the fans,
and
talking about how, you know, this is not a racist community.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it's not a good look for them, for sure. I mean, they're not going to get the Boston treatment. They're just not. But at the same time, you're like, well,
now I guess the devil's advocate would say, well, Utah doesn't have the same history that Boston has, which I'm not buying. I'm just saying.
A more recent history, though.
Yeah, and
they're
building
a resume.
As we pointed out, if this Shane Kiesel had done that exact same thing, and he's, you know, Shane Kiesel from Dorchester here at a Celtics game. It would be a national referendum.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. And to be weighing in on it, both, you know, in sports world and in not, they'd all be piling onto it. But it was in Salt Lake City, and people tend to look at it and say, "Oh, it was just this guy." You're like, well, no, it's not just this guy. Apparently, it's the other guy. And I don't think, you know, you're not going to. I'm not suggesting you label all of Salt Lake City one way.
No,
I'm not doing that either.
No.
But I'm just saying it sucks every time they do it about Boston.
I always wonder about the logistics of banning somebody for life. That happened, remember?
The Tyreek Hill one.
Well, the kid who threw the beer in the face of Tyreek Hill, and they said they were going to ban him for life. And we talked about it at the time. Is that a realistic
thing?
I think
it's probably more of a threat. Now, maybe there's ways, I don't know, like you can't buy a ticket, you know, with that same credit card. Like, I have no idea what
to
do.
So his dad goes out and buys a couple of tickets and hands one to his kid.
My guess would be they might have pictures of the people available and security has it. I think it's more of a threat. And with the technology today, you can find fans, right? You can zoom in on fans. And so you could probably go and get away with it. But I think there's also an off chance that maybe the right security guard is looking at a group of faces and happens to come across you. I mean, there's a chance, but really hard to enforce. Although this Kiesel guy, I would say it's a lot easier to sneak into a football game than it would be a basketball game, just based on sheer numbers alone.
Smaller fan base to deal with.
And this guy kind of looked like he would stand out a little bit. Looked like a big fella. And they say
his cousin
played
Brett,
in the NFL.
Is Brett Kiesel.
Yeah.
So he's probably a
big
large size guy. Look, I have no issues with banning him for life. I just wonder logistically how you accomplish that. And this guy from the playoffs last May 4th, somebody posted a video of it. Somebody videoed this guy, and you can. And I'm reading from Deadspin here. The fan who was not named in the report can be clearly heard calling Westbrook boy. Westbrook, who looked content to be heckled until that came out.
Right. Then, I'm sure he hears stuff every game, is different.
He let it go. There's, you know, that. And then that came out, and you can see him mouthing, "Don't call me boy." The fan kept doing it.
Oh, of course.
So Westbrook flagged him to security, and, you know, now this guy has apparently been banned for life as well.
Jeez.
For some reason, it's Russell Westbrook that fans in Utah seem to...
Yeah, I mean, he is their best player, and he does sort of play with sort of an edge, and maybe people feel like that's the guy they want to try to heckle, and then it's been sort of a history of it, and you try to get under his skin, he maybe will respond to you. And I was looking at the standings right now. I don't think they will play each other in the first round, but the Thunder and Jazz are both playoff teams. And actually, you know what? There is a chance. The Thunder are a half game out of third. Utah is currently tied for sixth. So
it could happen.
They could play each other in the first round again.
They'll make a word to him, and everybody in the vicinity will say it. And she never left her seat, never said a word, hands in her lap. Never said a single swear word to him. Not one. So, like I said, initially I was like, oh, I'm talking with Westbrook, you know? I mean, the guy's one of the greats.
That guy's such a fraud. Because then when you looked at his tweets that he deleted them all, he had several
N-word.
Right. And several that were attacking Westbrook specifically.
Yeah.
So there was nothing in his head said, oh, man, I'm talking to one of the greats. He was tweeting about him a bunch of times and just saying terrible stuff about him.
But don't threaten a woman. She's 5 feet tall and 110 pounds, man. I mean,
all right, we need this guy. giving
her
you
first NBA game ever. Welcome to the NBA, Jen.
Yeah, thanks for the advice. And now you can never
go. I'm going to take advice from Shane Kiesel.
I wonder if Jen's going to go to any more games. She didn't get banned, right? Just the idiot it girlfriend says, or her boyfriend or husband or whatever.
It just says Kiesel. Does not say his wife.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
She can keep going.
I do want to just clear up something that we mentioned earlier. So yesterday, TMZ Sports ran an article. We talked about this yesterday, and we kind of clobbered them for it. TMZ, well, not sports, TMZ.com ran a story.
I think they both did. I think it was on both sites. Yeah.
And the headline of the story was, Robert Kraft prostitution sting yields zero human trafficking charges. Which we mocked TMZ for because it was obviously clickbait. Because first of all, it was not a Robert Kraft prostitution sting.
No, but there's a big picture of Robert Kraft.
Big picture
there's
of Robert Kraft.
His
that
name's
was the
in the
headline.
Right.
And they made a big deal out of, well, we've talked to the authorities in Palm Beach County, and it is still just the two charges to Robert Kraft. No one ever said there was any human trafficking charges that they were even considering for Robert Kraft.
Right.
It was a phony baloney story put out by TMZ. We mocked it. Other people have mocked it. Well, they've taken it down.
Oh.
If you try to click on it now, and I did, it just takes you to TMZ's main page. It does not take you to the story, which was just, it was cheap and tawdry even by TMZ standards.
Right, because usually at least their headlines have truth in them, right? Like, remember, years and years and years ago, it was more of like a tabloid thing. But now you look at it and there was some more truth. That one was definitely trying to get people to click on it. But I am surprised that they would just delete it away like that. Because I thought, we talked about it yesterday, I thought they might have some wiggle room. They could say, like, well, we didn't say that, like, he was connected with human trafficking. We're just saying right now he for sure doesn't. Like I don't know. I thought there might have been a gray area, but they decided to just take it down from their site.
I am curious, by the way, if TMZ just out of the goodness of their heart took it down. Notice my sarcasm face.
Yes, I do.
Or if they got contacted by an attorney somewhere.
He does have a couple of attorneys.
He's got three that we know of so far.
Right.
On this case.
Probably maybe, a couple behind the scenes,
maybe
too.
Maybe more.
Yeah.
But the whole thing, the headline, the picture of Robert Kraft, Robert Kraft prostitution sting yields zero human trafficking charges. There was never an allegation.
No, there wasn't.
And so they took it down. To their credit, they took it down.
I wonder if they do that. I mean, because obviously I don't really follow it if it's other stories that I don't care about. But I wonder how often they've done that. Where they, you know, they tweet something one day, they have a, and like their articles are never very long, it's just kind of quick hitters of the information.
Not a lot of words, sometimes some pictures.
They which don't. I actually like, you know me, that's kind of a little bit easier for me.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number, text line is 37937. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.